B-Pod Studios.
Joining us right now on the Comcast Business Hotline, Beyond Fast, our friend Zach Rosenblatt of NJ.com. Zach, good to talk to you again, man.
Yeah, great to be back, guys.
Now, you have a unique perspective because you cover the Eagles, and now you're covering the Giants. Is this your second year covering the Giants?
I started like at the end of last season, pretty much.
We call that two seasons, I believe. No, but look, it's you. So you basically start out around the same time as Joe Judge, local guy here from the Philadelphia area, went to Lansdale Catholic. What kind of programs you running up there in New York? We hear about a guy who's a hard-nosed coach. What has he impressed you with, or what is the first impression you've gotten from Joe Judge, the head coach?
You know, it's funny. There was so much attention paid to like his practice technique. There's a lot of weird stuff he did that I'd never seen before. Things like starting practice over when it already started and making guys run laps. And, you know, and it was easy to make fun of. But, you know, one thing he does, he has them playing hard every week, whatever that's worth. I don't think they're a particularly good football team, but he has them playing hard, and he kind of like, cracked the code of how not to get really criticized that much, because he has somebody calling his offensive plays and somebody calling his defensive plays. So when they struggle, it pretty much goes on them more than it goes on Joe, and it's kind of an interesting dynamic. But it's kind of hard to judge just based on the level of talent the Giants have, to be honest with you.
And speaking of that level of talent, let's start out on, if you got to speak positively about the Giants, what's the best thing the Giants do?
The best thing the Giants, they've been surprisingly good on defense, and in particular run defense. Their defensive line is pretty talented. They got Dexter Lawrence, Leonard Williams, and Dalvin Tomlinson. Blake Martinez has played pretty well. And so they've done a pretty good job of stopping the run, and just overall their defense has been a lot better than I thought they would be. I think they're in the middle of the pack in just about almost every category outside of like pass defense, I believe. So I think their defense has been a really big surprise to me.
So you mentioned that defensive line, and a lot of talented guys there. Carson Wentz, though, just coming off a game where he's been beaten up by the Ravens. As far as getting after the quarterback, where do the Giants fare there in the rest of the league?
I'd say they're probably in the middle of the pack there, but Leonard Williams has had a really good year this year. I think he's had 7 pressures last week. With how banged up the Eagles' offensive line is, I think he could probably have a big day. And off the edge, they have a guy, Kyler Fackrell, they signed from the Packers, who's made a couple of big plays. You know, it's not that intimidating of a group. You know, you're not going to compare it to the Eagles' side, where their defensive line is going to be really hard for this Giants offensive line to handle. But, as you're mentioning, if Jamon Brown is in there, then it's going to be problematic.
Zach, we talk about the Giants offense a little bit. They're averaging under 17 points a game. Daniel Jones, we kind of see what he is, obviously losing Saquon Barkley. Where are they? I think this is going to be the defense, the Eagles, is going to own this game. Where are they offensively, the Giants?
Honestly, they've kind of been embarrassing on offense. Jason Garrett is just the most uninventive play caller I've ever witnessed. I tried giving him the benefit of the doubt when he got here, just because, you know, he hadn't actually called plays in Dallas since like 2012 or whatever. And he gets here, and, you know, they're running the ball on second and long, and they almost never throw the ball down the field. And, you know, all the wide receivers are running these short routes. And it's kind of like a confusing mixture. But at the same time, you know, the offensive line is really, really bad. And the wide receivers just don't get open outside of Darius Slayton, who has given the Eagles trouble in the past. But your guy's old friend, Golden Tate, has been worse than he was on the Eagles. So.
Now, because you cover you're aware of the Golden Tate, and you know that they had trouble integrating him into the offense there. Is it a Golden Tate is just 2-3 years older than he was when he was here in Philadelphia, or is it just that they don't know how to integrate him into the offense there either?
I think it's a combination of everything. I think he's older. I don't know if the effort level is necessarily there with him. And then also, I don't think Jason Garrett is particularly good at scheming up his wide receivers to get open. So it's a kind of a combination of everything that could be wrong.
That's what it seems like. Now, what's the overall feeling from Giants players right now? I know you guys are in the same protocol as everyone is really throughout the NFL. Zoom calls only, locker room time non-existent. But what's the sense you get from Giants players about their outcome for this season? Because, you know, you talk to the Eagles and it's next man up, ready to go no matter what. But the Giants are also sitting there coming off their first win of the season. So as low as their high might be, it's still a high nonetheless. What's the vibe with the Giants right now?
You know, interestingly enough, like I guess this probably goes to Joe Judge. You know, I saw them last year when the season was over. They were all pretty depressed. And, you know, they're 0-5, and there's still guys are talking about how they think they're better than their record. And they've always kind of maintained that. So I think they like see that. If they beat the Eagles on Thursday, then somehow they're in the division race. And I think in a weird NFC East, that's probably going to be the company line all year. So I'd say they are still definitely positive, even if I personally don't even think that win against Washington was particularly good. It was kind of a joke of a game.
Zach, you said if they beat the Eagles on Thursday, what is, you know, if you try to put your like hand around water, it's impossible to do. But if you can put your hand around something that the Giants do that might help them beat the Eagles, what would it be? What would you have to rely on?
I would say if they get Carson Wentz to make mistakes and they get him to turn the ball over, I think they have a real chance. Patrick Graham, the Giants' defensive coordinator, is really creative and he's good at confusing opposing quarterbacks. So I think you're going to see pretty early if Carson Wentz is like struggling with the looks he's giving them, then the Giants have a chance. If Carson Wentz goes out there and DeSean Jackson's playing and they get a long touchdown, then it could be a long day for New York.
Speaking with Zach Rosenblatt of NJ.com, I actually like Daniel Jones just because I like guys that are gamers, and I think if you could say anything about him, he's a guy that's a gamer. He's willing to try to, you know, extend a play with his legs. He's willing to take off and run. He's willing to stay in the pocket and take a hit. It's just a matter of whether or not he is good enough. What do you see in Daniel Jones?
You know, it's like really hard to evaluate him this year. I think that, like, again, their offensive line has been bad. He's always running for his life. The running game hasn't really been there since Saquon, even when Saquon was there. And the receivers aren't getting open, so he's like playing behind the eight ball, and Jason Garrett's not really putting him in a position to succeed. And then at the same time, you know, he's still turning the ball over way too much. But yeah, like you said, I still see there's still some good things you see there. You see the competitiveness, his ability to stand tall in the pocket. I think he can throw the ball down the field, even though they won't let him do it. So I need like 5 to 10 more weeks to evaluate what I think about Daniel Jones, because the first 6 weeks have just been so weird.
All right, now, as craptastic as the NFC East is, who do you think is the favorite to win the NFC East?
Is nobody in option?
Just forfeit the playoffs?
Somebody's got
to
do it.
Somebody, unfortunately, has to get the consolation prize.
Honestly, probably the Eagles. That tie, weirdly, I think, helps them a little bit. And if they can start getting some semblance of healthy, then I think they probably have the best chance, because they probably have the best defense out of this group.
Wow. As bad as it has been with the Eagles, yeah, it's the defense. I mean, really, we're talking about picking from the worst barrel in the NFL. When you think back on your time covering the Eagles, and obviously, you know, they recently won a Super Bowl and all that, but Doug Peterson as a head coach, we're calling a lot of things into question, the two-point conversions and all that. What do you make of both Doug Peterson as the head coach, and then also what do you make of Jim Schwartz, the guy who is actually leading that defense?
Yeah, it's interesting. Like, Doug Peterson does this, it seems like, every year, and he'd say he's learned his lesson where at the beginning of the year, he's just not creative, he's not aggressive, he's making weird decisions. They fall in a hole at the beginning of the year, and then, I'm just going to assume it's going to happen again, where the second half this year, he kind of turns the Jets on again, and he makes Carson Wentz look like an MVP, and they go crazy. Like, it's just the way he does it, you wish he wouldn't. I don't really understand it. He hasn't really coached like the guy in 2017, since 2017. I still don't think you're going to get much better than Doug Peterson. So I don't know if moving on from after the year would make much sense. But the Jim Schwartz thing is obviously interesting too, because he's had the Eagles defense being at least the middle of the league, if not better, every year. But at the same time, you have weeks where I know he just frustrates the fan base to no end. And I don't know. He has a pretty big personality. So I wonder if it's going to wind up being either him or Doug. And if it's going to come down to that, I imagine Jim would be the one to leave.
All right. Zach Rosenblatt, NJ.com. We appreciate it. I have to ask you, you know, it's Wednesday, games tomorrow. What's your prediction for Eagles Giants?
I had the Eagles winning, I believe, like 20 to 14.
20 to 14. Okay. So still a pretty low scoring game. Absolutely. And a close one. Zach, great catching up with you again, man. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Appreciate it. Zach Rosenblatt, NJ.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.